Okay. Today is Thursday, September 18th. The 18th. And we're here in the Bower Bank Firehouse. This is the Bower Bank Planning Commission. In attendance is Howard Kaufman,
Ken McClark,
Gary Israels,
and Keith. So it's the time that we're starting is 6:39 p.m. We had a little bit of a technical issue hooking up Howard's laptop to the video, and that didn't work. So with that, can we start with the pledge? We should be officially...
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so because I don't have the computer, well, I guess what I could do is I could bring it up on the computer and we can still look at it.
But you need to read it.
And read it. Yeah, what the last notes were.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Yeah, this thing did something weird. So in the meantime, so the plan here is to review and then ultimately approve the minutes from the last meeting. So, but while this computer starts up and stuff, we could go ahead and we could do any of the permits. We have to do it anyway. We got to get it done. To me, it doesn't matter what order it gets done. So, Keith, what permits do you have?
I have. All right. What was the last number again?
21.
Okay. Right. The numbers get messed up. Don Sinuski should have been 18.
Well, let me turn this off. Save my battery. So...
Wrong number.
I have from the August meeting.
Yep.
18 was Wilma Sawyer. 19 was Tim Wakeland.
Okay.
20 was the Ames boys.
Sinuski was 21, you said?
Sinuski was 21. Do you need to find those other ones? Sawyer?
No, I'll just click that back from this one.
So Sawyer 18, yep. Wakeland 19, yep. Ames family 20, and Sinuski 21.
Yep.
Okay. So do you have any for tonight?
Yep, I do. Okay.
Whenever you... Already.
Did you have Wakeland on there?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, no, that was his mother. Okay.
No.
No, well, Tim.
Tim Wakeland on Ostrom Road. No, Peggy was a couple of weeks even earlier. She had a tree, I think.
Sawyer?
Yep. Did I give you that one? Yep. Yep.
What number was that one? Sawyer 19,
I think.
18
is Sawyer.
Thank you. Ames family?
20.
Who's 19?
Tim Wakeland.
Yeah. Jim Wickham right there. Okay.
Did you dump them on the floor?
All right. Now, they're out of sequence on me. The one you missed, you mix up one, and you look at the wrong number, and you go again. And you don't do enough. Bear with me, John. Okay. That was 21. Ken, your Roachman.
This is number 22?
Yeah. Not 21. This should be.
No, 21 is Zawinski. Sinuski.
So
he's 21.
Okay. Right. 22.
22.
Ken Derosman. VeroChEmont.
Derosman?
Yep.
Okay.
And he's on 55 Bear Point Road.
I didn't want him for a neighbor. I can't pronounce his name.
It's Matt 4, Lot 14. His family's been there forever.
Hmm. Okay.
And removing two dead hemlocks.
Sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all these people are on the water, right?
Yes.
If someone's on a back lot and they want to remove trees, do you care?
Anything behind that 100-foot line.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Anything that's within the 100-foot. Well, technically, it's 250 feet.
Okay.
But anything in that 100-foot, you've definitely got to have a permit.
Gotcha.
Number 23.
Now, did they pay the $35?
Yes.
Okay, number 23.
This one here, we probably should take under advisement. Ken Clark.
Oh, he can't. Well, we don't vote anyway.
201 Ram Island Road. Map 6. Lot.
One second. Wait. Not fast. Map 6.
Lot 16-37.
1637?
Yep.
Okay.
Removing three dead trees.
I vote against that.
What was that?
I voted against it.
Oh.
Okay.
I haven't paid for that, so I haven't been over the town office.
I got an idea. You probably will. 24.
I think probably Saturday morning would be a good chance.
Well, check with her because I don't know. She's every other week now.
Oh, is she?
So I don't know when she's on and when she's off.
Well, I can.
Jingle, jingle, hello.
Yeah.
This one is Terry Merrill. 73.
R-R-I-L-L?
Yes.
Okay.
73 Beaverbrook Road. He's right down beside Wakeland.
Okay.
Their family's been there, but that was his father's game. Map 6, Lot 21-3. Removing two dead trees. Sean Smith. Two 17 Ram Island Road. Map 6, Lot 16-45. You're putting on the 18-by-20 patio / porch.
18-by-20?
Yep. Gonna have a roof over. That's two houses up from the loops. Billy McGrath, yeah, a couple of years ago, just before he gets to...
Uri?
No, it'd be three camps past Blues.
Who again?
Sean Smith. He's just before the guy that used to...
Oh, okay, yeah, we're going around the other way. Yeah.
Is that S-E-A-N or S-H?
S-H-A-W-N.
Yeah, he's been there quite a while, too.
That is all I have.
Okay. So, let me...
I don't think it's going to fill the town coffers, do you?
I'd be lucky if we break even.
Well,
so let's see, September, so the August meeting. So what we're going to do now is just review the August meeting and then vote to accept the minutes if we don't have any changes. All right, I don't know if you guys are going to be able to see it.
No need to see it.
No, I did read to it.
Just read.
All right, we called to order at 6:30. In attendance were Howard, Ken, Keith, Kerry, and Walter. Nobody from the public. Kerry motion to accept the minutes from the July meeting, seconded by Ken, approved, unanimously approved. Then we reviewed the details of permit 18 to Wilma Sawyer, 19 to Tim Wakefield, 20 to the Ames family, and 21 to Don Sanuski. Other than that, the only thing we did was we had a motion from Kerry to suspend the planning board meetings from November 25 through March 6th, March 26th, and then resuming again at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday, April 16th, subject to any emergency, you know, meetings if necessary. Walter seconded, and then we adjourned, and we were done by 7:04. Is there a motion to accept the minutes?
I second.
Ken, second. Kerry, is there anything else on today's we need to talk about?
Have you heard anything about you?
That's a good question.
Town meeting.
So the question for the tape, since just to put it in context, is so we had a whole public hearing about changing the land use ordinance. We paid a lawyer twice to change it. They selectmen have been notified. They've been given the revised text. I handed it to them and say it's up to you to decide what you want to do with it. Now that was 2-3 months ago.
Yeah.
So we had the meeting in June. All that stuff has been resolved by July. So it's been in their hands since July. Okay. I've seen them once or twice, and no discussion made to me about it. Good question. Very good question.
They're not going to do nothing.
Monkey drill. Just a monkey drill.
But you know what? It was good. It was good.
Yeah.
It didn't hurt the town to have the discussion.
Didn't help the town to spend the money.
Right, just in case no one ever asked, the legal fee was $2,500.
Or how much?
$2,500.
Good deal. You don't get much for $2,500.
We got two documents. Yeah. Well, actually four. Because they did it twice. No, it was all inclusive. And the change we gave him, he didn't make, and he acknowledged that when he sent me the new one.
Okay.
So I don't think we got double billed on that.
It
was a not to exceed $2,500.
Yeah. Boy, in every town it's the same thing. Yeah. I mean, just different. Every town, the taxes are bad. The schools, actually, up to Guilford, they still haven't got a budget. The state of Maine is screwing up big time. Because had they just gone ahead and paid what they were supposed to on the school tax, they have 55%, everybody would be happy. What they do? They dropped it. They never did make 55, and they dropped it down 100,000 less. And they're doing that to, I mean, the town of Burbank. You're a rich town. You're worth $40 million. Same as Quebec. It might be $140 million.
I think we're more than
40. Yeah, it's $140 million. Quebec and Burbank, and I think Willimantic is about the same because of all the lakefront.
Lakeview got screwed big time this last county thing.
Up to Greenville. Holy smoke up there. They just got their reassessment done. They're at 68%. So they could do another one because people are selling these outrageous prices. They were at 100% 2 years ago.
You know, if they only had 68%?
No. Well, you go in and you get, it's like here, if your camp was the last time it reassessed today, I'm guessing that number, but say if it was 75,000, then all of a sudden when they start selling around here for 1.2 million, 400,000, 500,000, whoa, yours is way low. So then they get to pay the catch up. Because if you don't, your homestead exemption that everybody gets, if it's for a home, that is, if the town's at 68%, that's what your homestead exemption is.
Really?
Yeah, you get 68%. You don't get the whole thing.
I thought the exemption was only 25,000.
But you only get 68%. Well, you get whatever your percentage is.
Of the 25,000?
Of the 25,000. If your town is low, they like to keep it between 70 and 100. And ideally, as close as 100 is better. And it's outrageous. Because your camp shouldn't be worth anything until you sell it. Then that person that comes in, if I'm crazy enough to give you $1 million for your camp, then I pay the big tax. These guys shouldn't have to.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's what they're doing.
Oh my God.
And then on top of that, I got quite an education here the other day. You've seen all these solar panels going up on these roofs. And I checked in on it, and it was going to cost me about $25,000 to put solar panels on. I wouldn't live long enough to pay it back. I mean, that's a lot of money. What they're doing now is these outfits, they're coming in and they're renting your roof for 20 years. They'll pay you so much a month, rent. They, in turn, get the government kickbacks, or whatever it
tax
is.
Tax credits.
And you get a monthly stipend for 20 years.
Which is probably counts against you as having income.
Well,
you probably have to pay tax on it.
See, when you do that, what happens is, your next-door neighbors and everybody else's rates go up. So the CMP makes their profit still. That's the reason the rates are going up. It's because, I mean, it's highway robbery.
Well, didn't CMP just ask for 35% or something?
Yeah.
Next 5 years?
Yeah. Yeah, I hope that they don't. And I'm babbling here, so I'll shut up.
But this is good babble.
If you talk to your congressman or your legislator, somebody should be screaming. Because that freaking governor down there, she doesn't know if her ass is boy or puns.
You see, I'm just going to disagree with you and say, whatever they do, you think they're that stupid? But stupid only accounts for so much. At some point, you have to accept the notion that they're doing exactly what they want to do, that it's intentional.
Yes.
They can't be that stupid that long and not figure out people are hurt by it or whatever.
Yeah.
At some point, there's a realization that they can't be that stupid. What are they doing? They have to be doing it intentionally.
Yes.
And that's the awareness now is really starting to percolate.
They're taxing people out of their homes.
That's right. The people who wanted to give it to their next generation, they're going to be locked out.
Yeah.
At some point, they're not going to be able to pass it on, because if they sell it, you have those huge increments, just the excise tax, the real estate tax itself may be enough to knock somebody out of the transaction. But then again, a family to a family member,
you sold it for $10. You could sell that property to anybody for whatever somebody's willing to pay.
Yeah, right.
I gave, we gave our property to our kids about 11 years ago to make sure.
A trust.
They can kick us out. Hope they don't tonight. They can't kind of cool off.
They can't kick out. With a trust, they cannot kick out.
I don't know. That isn't a concern. That's just bad.
Yeah, I know. I know.
But it, the whole thing, I mean, I know some people up in Guilford, their taxes went up $2,000. They can't afford it. I know the people, good people, but they're both, well, he's 90 and she's 88.
Jesus Christ.
And then it's not like they can go out here and pick up a part-time job.
No, no.
And they've got a small retirement. When they retired, their retirement was good. But they've lived too long.
Yeah. I agree with you.
But it's an awful thing. But I have too much compassion, I guess, for people. But
no, compassion is a good thing. And the government is missing, or the people who are government are missing the compassion part. And everybody's getting a piece of some pie. Right. When I was on a school board, they came to us 3 times to do solar on the roofs of mostly high school, because they're big, flat things. Mm. And we had that 3 times, and we voted against it 3 times because it was bad business for the district, because we would have had to dispose of all that crap 20, 25 years down the road. And you had payments for 20 years.
Yeah.
You just couldn't afford it. As soon as I was off the board flipped, you know, 5 new members or 4 new members, January, February,
they
brought it back
it.
And it passed. So somebody was getting those tax advantages. Mm-hmm. Somebody had a huge tax liability, came up with a means to have the school, which is not a tax entity, absorb the cost of the installation and the maintenance from the company who had a huge tax liability, so that now all of a sudden they're in the solar business, so they could pick up the tax credits to offset their tax liability. That's how this scam works.
It's all right.
But anyway, now the rest of the world knows how it was done.
Yeah, well, there's one up to Guilford. Well, there's been 4 in Guilford on houses. In this one house, small town politics, you know too many people. But I knew, my goodness, there's no way that they're going to spend $25,000 to do this. So being inquisitive as I am, or nosy, or whatever, I checked in on it, and that's when I found out about this rental. They come in and rent your roof. Which, I mean, it helps them. It helps that person directly, but it hurts everybody else. Because everybody else's rates go up
to pay for that.
So, how do you feel about adjourning this meeting? We can continue to talk, but let's just close ourselves out. Is there a motion? I don't have any more business. Does anybody?
There's nothing going on in my world. Everything's pretty calm.
Okay.
Entry.
That's a good thing.
I move that we adjourn.
Okay. All right. Ken, Kerry,
all
in favor? Unanimous, 3-0, 7:03 p.m. That's our best so far, by the way.
No,
I think the last time was 7:04.
Looking at our big crew here, I'm thinking Rodney has a wicked lot on his plate, as we all know. I think we won't see him once a year from now on. He just got with his twins and the fire department.
I think he was here to watch us through the land use ordinance.
That's what
thing.
I think.
I think that was why he was put. He was there here to observe.
Did Rodney still have kids at home?
2 little ones.
Yeah. Granddaughters.
Okay.
What are they, 12, 11, 10?
I don't
somewhere
think
around
that
there.
Old
they're still small.
They've had them since they were babies.
Oh, yeah.
Does his daughter still live at home?
No, the mother's a truckie.
Daughter's out of the loop.
She's...
Really?
Yeah, the other grandmother got a couple of her kids, too. And
oh, that's too bad.
Well,
it's... No, it isn't too bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm lucky we have to do that. Oh, I didn't realize.
Plus, Carl and Jen are here, you know, as a backup if anything happens.
Yeah.
So they have it all worked out.
Yeah.
It's just...
But going back to what I said, we're not going to see much of it. I think he and Carl kind of made an agreement. One of us will be there to oversee. And they did for a little bit, and they get tired of it. They didn't find any reason to be here any further. And I don't say that to hurt them. I think a lot of bulls on the damn nice guys.
No, that was my belief. I mean, Rodney had been on this board forever, right? He was a selectman. Wasn't he on the planning board previously? He was a selectman for a long time.
Yeah.
No. If it was a long, long, long time ago.
Robin,
I've been here 25 years, and he was never a selectman.
Well, his word is gold, and he told me
he
was a selectman.
He's still 5G?
Yeah. But he was a selectman.
Yeah, okay. Prior to my arrival.
Very bad. Yeah.
Turning off the audio.